I'm now going to play for you a clip of a conversation that I had with Mr. Roy Cordy, Assistant Attorney General to Mr. James Doyle. And I asked Mr. Cordy if he was aware of an incident of Catherine Doyle, the sister to James Doyle. Listen.
Mrs. Doyle, Kathy Doyle, really kick a woman protester in front of the anti-abortion clinic?
As far as I know, no.
All right.
I believe that there might have been some civil lawsuits brought by her against people who allege that, and I think there was a settlement of some sort.
Mr. Roy Cordy was the attorney that prosecuted Mr. Magritz. Now, I have in my hands a document that is dated July 29th, 2000, about a year before this actual prosecution of Mr. Magritz took place. It's a document from the Division of Criminal Investigation, Wisconsin Department of Justice, and it is regarding a subpoena of Mr. Stephen Magritz in the case of Catherine Doyle versus WVCY. So when Mr. Cordy says, well, you know, I think there may have been a lawsuit regarding this issue, these guys are plenty smart. They're attorneys. He knew damn good and well there was a lawsuit regarding Catherine Doyle and WVCY, and he also knew that Mr. Magritz had been subpoenaed as a witness inside of the case. The plot starts to thicken. It leads back to James Doyle. And what is truly great about all this is that when I send this six-page letter to this Judge McCormick that's going to many other individuals in the state of Wisconsin, there's plenty, I believe, good individuals out there that are in political offices. And when they get wind of this, they're going to know that I've got pieces of a puzzle that's going to take a noose and put it right around the old neck of James Doyle. And when we get back, I'm going to go ahead and show you how this Buster Bunker letter is going to prepare a hangman's noose for anybody that doesn't help to hang that James Doyle up by his toe. Book 'em, Dano. Gene 40 will be right back.